Already, Jerry and Esther take such delight. They hear phrases right off the recordings in the car commercials and in the insurance commercials and in the scripts, and the audiences are filled with writers and actors, and it is becoming more and more. They are hearing words that were never spoken before, said as normal words. In other words, there is no question that it is happening. They are not wanting to take credit or feel responsibility for the unfolding. They are joyful in the expansion of their own experience and joyful in the expansion of your experience. And understanding that they cannot control the unfolding, but taking delight in what they see.
Right. So the overall gap will become closer for all of mankind?
The gap of mass consciousness, it's interesting because right now, as a mass consciousness, you are experiencing, because of the financial contrast that so many are focused upon, a wide gap, because the awareness and the last several years, because of the politics of your nation, has caused so much asking in a very powerful way. And so the asking, the where you're standing and what you're asking for has been a huge gap. Now, that gap is beginning to close, and it started to close as Barack Obama became more in the mainstream, and more of what he was saying and believing was heard by masses all around the world. There was more soothing globally than there was even nationally as people began to hear his sentiments. And when it became apparent that he was going to be the selected leader, there was a very strong surge in the closing of the gap, almost a euphoria. In other words, it went way past hope into belief that things were really changing. And then, as the pendulum always swings, and it usually swings quickly, in other words, people began to refocus and more people began to focus upon what's wrong again. And so the gap is sort of opening back to its more natural place where it has been for a while. And so now, that's what we were saying earlier, there has never been an opportunity where those who are understanding what you're understanding, if you could let what you're seeing and what you're hearing be the impetus that causes you to get clear about what you want, and if you could ask or do processes on behalf of your global economy, bringing yourself into alignment, into a place of well-being, you could be a very small part of you responsible for a very big movement, a very big movement. In fact, that's what a movement is. All movements are vibrational movements. Movements that make things happen are never about the protest. The protest just does the asking.
Right.
You see. So this is a time for that. But the challenge for many who are aware of it, Esther thinks about it every day. She wants to watch some of the political programs, but she doesn't want them to take her out of the vortex. And it's a very fine edge, because what felt good to her when she was in the phase one protest launching the rockets of desire doesn't feel good to her. Now she's in the, now it's time to come forth into alignment. In other words, she cannot push against those ideals or ideas or beliefs that have been so abhorrent to her without jerking herself out of the vortex and no longer being of value to the bringing of all of this about. In other words, she has to be true to the desires that she has harvested out of all of this, or she is no value to the mass consciousness.
Right.
And it isn't about conservative versus liberal or Republican versus Democrat or Christian versus Muslim. It isn't about that. It's about being true to your own desire that has been born out of what has been going on. Everyone can win, no matter which side of the political or religious debate they are standing upon. Everyone. This world is big enough to give everyone what they want. But the reason that so many are not believing or getting what they want is because they're so busy pushing against what they don't want, that what they don't want is active in their vibration. So much so that much of the time, the people that are responsible for the coming about of what they don't want are them, because they're the ones pushing against it. And so this group is pushing against that and making that work, and that group is pushing against that and making that work. It's really an interesting thing. If they knew what they were doing, if everyone would relax, they'd all get what they want and they'd have fun in the getting of it, you see.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Looking for the perfect alignment of desire and allowance.